Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. We've got a busy weekend here at the house, and so this is going to be a bit of a rushed episode for you guys. I'm going to tell you a story, and I tend to do that on this podcast. Oh, before I do that, I'm supposed to say, please like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us, and I'm glad you're here today. Now, getting onto this story, you might have to listen to this more than once, because I don't tell my stories normally anyway. This one is about as abnormal as I've ever told a story. And if you're wondering, I'm not reading this off a script. Ready? Here we go. Rinder Sella was a gittle lurl who lived in her hig bouse with her mugly other and her two sugly isters. One day, the mugly other and the two sugly isters got invited to the Bancy Fall, but Rinder Sella couldn't co, so she fat by the sire place and drike and drike. Then, Salva Udden, foop, her Gary Fodmother appeared. K.O., K.O., Rinder Sella, you gan co to the Bancy Fall, but don't forget at the troke of 12, the Cumpkin turns back into a poach. So Rinder Sella went to the Bancy Fall, and there she met the prancing hints, the prancimest hints in the whole kingdom, and they lelinfuv. Ah, lelinfuv. But at the troke of 12, Rinder Sella ran from the Bancy Fall, and on the step she slopped her dripper. The prancing hints picked up the slop dripper, and the next morning went to all the cowses in the kingdom. When he came to Rinder Sella's house, he tried the slop dripper on the mugly other. It fiddn't it. He tried the slop dripper on the two sugly isters. It fiddn't it them either. But when he tried the slop dripper on Rinder Sella, fit did. So Rinder Sella and the prancing hints went back to the coil wrastle and hived happily ever after. And now, the story of the mori is, or the moral of the story is, if you want to loll and fuv with the prancing hints, don't forget to slop your dripper. Well, that's it for this episode of Parking Thought. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody that you know. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a like and subscribe if you're finding this in one of those platforms that does that. Speaking of platforms that do things, you can go ahead, if you're wondering how to subscribe to this, head on over to parkingthought.com. You'll find the subscribe links, or you can search for us in whichever app you happen to be using, Stitcher, Spotify, Pocket Cast, all of those things. We should be fairly available to find in those platforms. At the end of each and every episode, I like to offer a challenge to remind the audience, because we all need it, that remember, in a world where we can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?